Okay, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by is Sarah Centilli. She is the author of Breaking Up With God. Now, this describes her difficult decision to leave Christianity just before she was entering the Episcopal priesthood. And, Sarah, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
First off, I wanted to understand the premise of the book, and let me understand the background, make sure I'm reading this correctly. So you were about ready to enter the priesthood in the Episcopal Church, and then you decided to abandon Christianity. Do I have that right?
That's right. I was in the process to become an Episcopal priest, and I decided that not only was it not the career for me, but it wasn't the faith for me either.
Well, why did you do it, and then what inspired you to write the book?
I think that my breakup was kind of happened for three reasons. In one way, it was an intellectual breakup. I was in divinity school, and I was studying theology in a doctoral program at Harvard, and I was discovering all these amazing ways to think about God. I was reading all different kinds of theologies, and it was really contrasting with the kind of God that I was experiencing in the church that I was a part of, which was a really narrow version of God. The second thing that happened was a personal breakup. A close friend of mine was diagnosed with cancer and died, and it shifted my understanding of God, of a God who answers prayers, which is what I'd grown up believing in. And then the third piece was an institutional struggle. I really encountered a lot of sexism as a woman in the church, and that made my decision to leave a little bit easier.
So are you an atheist now?
No, I don't call myself an atheist. I call myself an agnostic. I really broke up with a particular version of God, the God that I grew up with as a Catholic and then as an Episcopalian. But I'm open to the possibility of God in other ways.
And then the title of the book is Breaking Up With God, A Love Story. Where does the love come in?
That's a great question. I really took the faith that I used to have in God, and I've invested it in human beings. I'm really interested in the possibility that we can make the world a better place together, that we have everything that we need to make it more just and life-giving. And for me, that feels like a kind of love.
Sarah Centilli is our guest right now. She's the author of Breaking Up With God, which describes her difficult decision to leave Christianity just before she was about to enter the Episcopalian priesthood. And Sarah, you mentioned the fact that you were a bit disillusioned about the God that you had been raised with, a God that answers prayers, and you had a close friend that passed away. Did you consider in your calculus that maybe sometimes the answer from God is no?
I understand that. I think another thing that happened when I was in the ordination process is a little girl at my church got sick. She was 7 years old, and she had a brain tumor, and she also died. And during her funeral service, I heard someone say, that God needs, and that maybe God needed another angel. And I just couldn't let myself anymore believe in a God who could intervene and would choose not to, that would make some people sick and some people well. That didn't seem like a God that I could put faith in.
So it sounds like you're breaking up with an idea of God or a certain teaching of God and redefining that divinity for yourself?
That's exactly right. I think that's a great way to put it, that I'm breaking up with a particular understanding, but not God writ large.
Well, yeah, and you know what? You're not alone in that calculus. There's a lot of people around the world that believe in this generic higher power, and they're trying to find the way. Would you consider yourself still on that journey, trying to find what the whole meaning is about?
I very much consider myself on a journey, trying to make my way through life as an ethical person, doing good in the world, and I think I share that with a lot of people who claim religious faith, whether that's Jewish or Christian or Muslim or Buddhist or whatever. And I'm open. I'm an open journeyer. That would be a great way to put it.
Sarah, did the sex scandal with the Catholic priests and the cover-up by the Catholic Church, did that play any role in how you view religion?
Well, that's a fascinating question. That was happening when I was in divinity school, and I was devastated, obviously, and my heart goes out to all the victims of that scandal. What troubled me most was the institution's refusal to take accountability for what happened and to look carefully at the ways that our theologies can sometimes work to cover up injustice and violence. I think more than anything, it's that resistance of institutional religion to look critically at their own theologies and how it participates in violence, and then to take responsibility for those things and to be willing to change.
Yeah, and on that same departure from that same question, a lot of folks who are Catholic would acknowledge that's a stain on the Catholic Church's record. At the same time, many acknowledged in the Catholic Church that was a foible, a falling down of men, not of the original message. Do you think you might have been penalizing the message from God that was laid out in the Bible because of the imperfections of men?
Well, I think human beings are imperfect. I would never quibble with that. I think that that's definitely true. But I also think that human beings can hold one another accountable, and that sometimes we use God as a cover for our own inadequacies. And I think that's some of what was happening in the Catholic Church. But I don't think Catholicism's alone in that. It happens in all institutional religions. And so that really didn't impact my breakup with the Episcopal Church, which is what I did. At all, and I don't think that's unique to the Catholic Church.
And that is kind of the scary thing with organized religion sometimes, because they can say they are messengers for God. Therefore, if you're questioning them, you're questioning God. And especially for children, then they don't speak out.
Exactly right. I think that there's a way that we use God to do our dirty work, and that's the danger. In its best form, I think God can be a relativizing force that calls into question our human constructions and our human decisions, and I don't think anyone should be able to speak for God, and that's when it gets dangerous, is when we think that our human constructions are really God's words, and then we do all kinds of dangerous things under the cover of that authority.
So the love that you had for religion, for the faith at one time, where do you find that now?
I find that as a person that's trying to work to make the world a better place, as an activist and as a human being. I find it at the farmer's market. I wrote a lot about the power of starting to eat locally and to know who grows my food. I find it in texts and writing. I find it in the study of theology, actually. I'm still a theologian and consider myself a theologian. And I find it as a scholar of religion.
All right, I want to thank our guest right now. Her name is Sarah Centilli. She's an author of Breaking Up with God, which describes her difficult decision to leave Christianity. Sarah, thanks a lot for coming on America's Radio News and sharing your story.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Molly. I was happy to talk with you.